where did the idea for What the Ladybird Heard come from?
That's quite easy to answer, actually, because when my youngest son had just started school, he hadn't properly learnt to read, and the teacher made them match up animals with their sons. Like, there were these pictures of animals, and it would say a cat, and then there were words for the sons, like meows, and you had to stick them in together. So he brought this piece of work home and said, a hen hisses, or, you know, a cat barks, or whatever. And I thought that was so funny. And later on, when he was grown up, I just remember that, and we went for a walk together, and I thought, you know, I remember saying to him, it'd be lovely to write a story where all the animals made the wrong noises. And we kind of thought together it would be nice if it was a trick that the animals were playing on someone. So that's how that idea grew.
Ladybird Heard has been turned into a play. It's going to be at Town Hall this Christmas. Quite a lot of your books have been made into plays. What's it like for you to see them brought to life?
It's great. You know, it's a bit like being God, I suppose. You then see, you know, some characters growing up on your head, and then you see them in full flesh, you know, flesh and blood. And actually, the first time I went to see the Gruffalo, I was sitting next to this woman, and she didn't know I was the author, but she said, my child's first word was Gruffalo. So that was quite funny.
So you've written over 150 books now. How do you keep getting ideas? Is it easy to keep
Well, writing? Although I have written a lot, I have to say some of them are very short, because I've written a reading scheme called Songbirds, which is all very phonic, and so those books are very, very short. And I've written a series of little plays called Plays to Read. They're very short again. So for those books, actually, those phonic ones, I would get the idea from the sounds of the words. So when the children were learning E sound, I thought about, you know, I did the story about 15 queens having a feast with peas and beans, and so an idea can just come from anywhere.
You started off writing songs, I think, is that right? And you've written songs to go along with a lot of your books. Do they sort of come to you at the same time as the book, or one come first?
No, I mean, I started off writing songs for children's television, and now I do write songs to go with the books, but I write the song after I've written the book. Although my very first book, A Squash and a Squeeze, that started life as a song for television. I wrote it as a song for television, and then that song got made into a book. I have got three books of my songs now, actually. I've got the Gruffalo song and other songs, Room and the Broom and other songs, and The Gruffalo's Child and other songs, and each book's got nine songs in. So I'm always very keen to plug those, because I think they're really nice, especially for schools.
Fantastic.